When you've been working in a high-stress environment, whether that is stressful because the work isn't aligned with your values or your skills, or because it's just an unhealthy work environment, whatever it may be, that constant stress eventually starts to impact your body and your cognitive functioning, all the way to where making a career pivot becomes really difficult because you can't focus, you're not motivated, and you just can't engage in self-reflection. In these situations, I always say it might not be time for you to make a career pivot just yet. It might actually be time for you to go into what I call a mental health bridge job. So in this episode, I'm breaking down what exactly a mental health bridge job is and what are some signs that you might need one and how might FYFC help you get into a mental health bridge job. If that sounds like the kind of support you need in your career right now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you're new here, welcome to an episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we are talking about your work, your mental health, and how that can impact the type of job that you need to be looking for at any given stage in your career. So when you've been doing work that is unaligned with your strengths, with your values, with your interest for a while, it tends to you experiencing higher levels of work stress. So when you're working in a place where you're not clear about your roles, you're not clear about your responsibilities, you don't have the resources that you need to do your job well, you don't have good management, the culture is toxic, the culture is not healthy, whatever the situation may be, it can lead to you experiencing stress and lead to you being in a constant state of being stressed. And the thing about stress is it has its moments in the sense that there's sometimes when stress is good in our body. You're about to go for a competition. You might feel stressed. It allows you to perform better. That's fine. But there's also something called toxic stress, where you're consistently being stressed by negative experiences and your body never gets a chance to actually regulate or come back to normal. I did a whole episode on this. If you search for work stress, I did a whole series talking about work stress. So I won't go into more detail about that today. But what I want you to know is that when you continue to experience work stress, it can ultimately lead to you experiencing trauma. It can traumatize your system. So trauma is essentially when your stress response systems have been stressed beyond your stress tolerance limit. So we all have a certain level threshold of stress that we can handle. And when you exist in this perpetual state of being stressed without ever getting the space or the time to regulate your nervous system, it eventually, I'll say it makes things go awry. And that's really what one thing we often say in the counseling space is trauma is a normal response to an abnormal event. So when you are in a work situation that is consistently stressing you, that is an abnormal event. And in order to protect you, your body goes into a trauma response where it's scanning for safety. It wants to make sure that you're okay. And so that can then start to impact how you make decisions, how you see the world, how you interact with people. And one thing that I think is important to point out is that when you are in a trauma response state, you essentially lose part of your ability to engage in logical thinking. So the frontal cortex, the front part of our brain, our neocortex, is responsible for things like logical thinking, language, creativity, determining actions and consequences. And one of the landmarks of being in a state of responding to trauma is that your survival brain, which is the lizard reptilian complex, that kicks into high gear, that takes dominance. And your frontal cortex goes offline for a little bit. I'm really trying not to get scientific here. All that to say, here's where I'm taking that is when you have been in a work situation that has been stressing you out for a long time, there's a high chance that your system, your physiological system, has been traumatized. And if it has, there might be a sense of when you are thinking about approaching the job search, looking at jobs, you might find that you're struggling to engage in the process and you don't know why. Things like making decisions becomes harder, getting motivated to do the job search is harder. Logical thinking, so really just trying to think about yourself, what you like, who you are, becomes harder. Even focusing on the different job search tasks become harder. And one thing I'll see or have heard women say is, I'm not trying to be lazy. I just can't do it. And it's like, girl, you are absolutely not being lazy. I, for one, will never call anybody lazy when it comes to the career work. But even more so, if your system has been traumatized by your work situation, you literally physiologically cannot engage in those tasks. Everything I mentioned, decision-making, motivation, logical thinking, guess what part of your brain is responsible for all of that? Your front brain, your neocortex, the part of your brain that goes offline when something triggers a trauma response in you. And if your work is the reason why you're experiencing trauma, because there was just bad management, they were really picking on you, they were being hostile towards you, guess what? When you think about going into another workplace, that in itself is a trigger. Because now you're wondering, what if it's the same as before? What if they're as bad as before? What if I experience the same stress that I experienced before? And so a part of your frontal cortex, yes, does in fact go offline for a little bit, because in that moment, all your body is thinking is, how can I make a decision that keeps me safe? How can I make a decision that keeps me from getting back into or falling back into that scenario? And I'm pointing this out because I often work with women who have been on the same path in their career for over 8 years, and they usually have been unhappy for minimum 3 of those years. Most of them for like 5 of those years, they've been unhappy, they've been stressed, they're having some negative responses to thinking about going into another career situation. And when I notice that you're losing that motivation, you're losing that focus, you're losing logical thinking, that to me is a clear sign that maybe you're not ready to engage in an actual transition. And that's essentially what I want us to talk about today is, are you actually ready to transition, meaning go into a whole new role, like take a pivot, do a different type of job in a different industry? Are you ready for that? And usually if you are coming out of a toxic work situation, the answer is no. You are not ready to engage in an entire career pivot if you haven't healed from a toxic work situation. Because the skills that are required for you to successfully transition are higher order skills that you need full cognitive ability to engage in. And so in those situations, when I work with women, and I have seen this pattern so much over the past few years that I really wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because I think it might apply to many of you who are listening, is that you, if you're in that situation, you're not ready to make a transition, the thing you need to be focusing on is what I call a mental health bridge job. So first of all, the idea of a bridge job is something that I teach my clients in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And it really is, sometimes we need one job that's a stepping stone to our real fulfilling career. And so we talk about different types of bridge jobs in the program. If you want to learn more, you should definitely join us in FYFC. But one of them, the one I'm talking about today, is a mental health bridge job, meaning a job that you go into just for your mental health. A job that you go into that allows you to do work and be in a space where you can focus on rest, rejuvenation, recovery, resetting, regulating your nervous system. A job that doesn't stress you out as much as the one that you're coming out of. That's essentially what a mental health bridge job is. And honestly, mental health bridge jobs is one of the reasons why my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, moved from being a 6-month coaching program to a 12-month coaching program. Because time over time, I was working with women who weren't ready to do that full transition in just 6 months. They were still needing time and space to recover mentally, physically, spiritually, physiologically, emotionally from the damage that was done from their previous work environment. And so my thinking was, okay, in a 12-month setting, you would have enough time and space to first use the resources to get into a mental health bridge job, and then come back to the beginning to try to do that intentional search to find your fulfilling career path. So that was one of the main drivers for moving FYFC to a 12-month container, where it gives you time to do whatever work you need to, especially if you're recognizing that you need a mental health bridge job. So what are the goals of a mental health bridge job? A mental health bridge job has 3 very key goals: safety, stability, and security. That's it. You're essentially going into a job that allows you to have stability in your life, allows you to feel safe, and allows you to feel secure. Let's talk about those three. And so here's what I'm going to do is for each of those three, I'm going to share what I mean by the word and then three reflection questions to help you think through if this is what you need in your next job. Okay. So when I say safety, that's referring to being in a work environment that allows you to be physiologically and emotionally well, a space that allows you to feel physiologically safe, like you're not going to be constantly faced with microaggressions, like you're not going to be judged for how you speak or what you say or undermined for asking for help or belittled for asking for help. Like you need to know that you feel physiologically and emotionally safe in an environment. So let me read three questions that can help you do an assessment in this area. The first is, do I feel constantly stressed or overwhelmed at work? The second one, do I dread going to work because of negative interactions with my colleagues or supervisors? And then, am I experiencing anxiety or burnout due to the demands of my job? Those three questions, like if the answer to any of those is yes, that might be a sign that you are not experiencing physiological or emotional safety in your organization, and you need to be in a mental health bridge job that provides you a container where you can experience that. Being miserable at work shouldn't be your norm. Now more than ever, it is time for you to step into a fulfilling career that allows you to thrive in your zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. Inside my 12-month coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, we will help you clarify your fulfilling career path and secure a job you're genuinely excited about while increasing your salary by five figures. This coaching program includes weekly group coaching calls, a collaborative community, job search scripts, templates, and a proven career clarity curriculum that has helped over 100 women across four continents in over 20 industries and 30 different roles go from feeling stuck and confused in their careers to clear and confident. We cover developing your work boundaries so you never get catfished by a company again, identifying the interests and things that get you excited and motivated at work, job searching intentionally without submitting hundreds of applications, interviewing like a boss, and confidently communicating your value add to negotiate a significant salary increase. This is the only coaching program that helps women who have been stuck on the same path in their career for over 8 years get career clarity by first clarifying who they are so they can thrive in their work and stop simply surviving. Join the free live lunch event on September 28th, where I'll be teaching you how to clarify your fulfilling career path in just 30 days. To learn more about Find Your Fulfilling Career and join us on September 28th for the live training, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com. Directly after the training, doors are going to open to join FYFC. So again, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more and register for the free training because I can't wait to be your coach. And then the second goal of a bridge job, a mental health bridge job specifically, is to be in a place that offers stability. So when I say stability, it means that you're working in an environment that prioritizes or emphasizes predictability, routine, and consistency. One of the things that can be a trigger for a stress response or even a trauma response is that lack of awareness of what is coming next. Like it's lack of predictability. I'll try not to use the same word to describe it, but that's what it is, because it can make you feel like you're out of control. And loss of control is one of the biggest triggers for a trauma response. And so when you are in a place that's not stable, you don't know what to expect, when to expect it, it can cause you to always be experiencing a stress response at work. So here are the three questions to help you assess if stability is something that you need in your next role. Do I feel constantly stressed about meeting unpredictable deadlines or fluctuating work demands? Do I feel constantly stressed about meeting unpredictable deadlines or fluctuating work demands? Am I worried about unexpected changes or layoffs in my current job? And finally, does the lack of structure or clear expectations at my current job cause anxiety or confusion for me? Lack of structure, lack of clear expectations, is that leading to anxiety or confusion? Again, if the answer to any of these is yes, that's a sign that you probably are lacking stability and need that in your next role. And then the third one that I shared was security, right? So a mental health bridge job, the main goals, safety, stability, and security. And with security is essentially being in a role that prioritizes your financial stability and job security to reduce the stress that can come from feeling financially unsafe, financial anxieties. So do you feel like you have job security and that the check is going to clear when it needs to clear? Like the money's coming in no matter what. And so questions to assess this one. Do I constantly worry about making ends meet due to low pay or uncertain income? Am I constantly stressed about potential job loss and the financial impact? Does the lack of career progression or advancement opportunities leave me feeling insecure about my future with this organization? If the answer to any of those is, again, yes, then security is probably a source of stress for you in your career right now. And so if you said yes to any of those, there might be then some things that are happening in your body to help you. I would say think of it as another level of assessment of, do I really need a mental health bridge job? Is I want to talk about what might then be happening in your body to cue you in that you need a mental health bridge job. And before I talk about those physical responses, let me say again, because I know I mentioned this earlier, my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. This is also one of the reasons why Find Your Fulfilling Career is a group program. Because when you have been unhappy in your career for years, you start to feel isolated. When you are crying because of work, when you feel misunderstood, when you don't feel seen, when you don't feel valued, and you look around you and it seems like everybody else seems to have their stuff together, their career together, you start feeling isolated. You start wondering, am I the problem? Is something wrong with me? Am I not good enough? Am I not worthy of a fulfilling career? And all of that will cause you to feel alone and isolated, especially when maybe you try to talk to loved ones about it. And they're like, girl, at least you have a job. What are you complaining for? Well, oh, you have a good job. Why are you complaining? And they dismiss your pain and your stress and your discomfort. That can make you feel even more isolated. And one of the most beautiful things about Find Your Fulfilling Career is the group format. It's being with other women who are on a similar journey as you, who can validate your experiences, validate your pain, a space where you can come and not fear feeling seen. Because that's the other thing is if you are in this situation, the idea of being seen is scary to you because at your job, when you have been seen, it has led to negative consequences. Your trust has been violated. People have belittled you. People have dismissed you. And so the idea of just being seen and being vulnerable and opening up can be super scary. And so when you're in a group container like FYFC that's being facilitated by someone, me, who's a licensed professional counselor and knows how to hold that group space, you feel just, it's almost like a warm embrace in a virtual space. You never feel alone on this journey. And literally, like women have literally said that. I have lots of videos of past clients on my website talking about how the group format of FYFC was their favorite because it made them feel less alone. It made it feel like a therapy session, one client said. It made them feel validated and seen and like they weren't alone in their struggles. And the other thing about this situation is that when you are struggling to stay motivated to do the work that you need to do to change your situation, you might find yourself thinking, oh, I'm just being lazy. I'm not motivated. Something's wrong with me. But it's like, no, your body physically cannot engage in that. And so instead of shaming yourself, you can come into a group where you can put down that shame and see that your responses are normal. And it's important to recognize that shame is never healed in isolation. Shame is only ever healed in community. So that's why Find Your Fulfilling Career is a group program. It helps you stop feeling isolated in your career dissatisfaction. So if that sounds like the kind of space and support that you think you need in your career right now, I definitely want to invite you to check out findyourfulfillingcareer.com so that you can join us in FYFC. Okay, so then what are some physical signs that you need a mental health bridge job? Like what might be happening in your career right now to cue you that, okay, might not be time to pivot. You might just need to do a mental health bridge. One, chronic fatigue. If you're always tired, your energy is so low that getting through the day is difficult. And it's not just physically. mentally, emotionally, you always feel drained and unable to do your job, that might be a sign that you need a mental health bridge job to help you recover. The other one is procrastinating and avoidance. So if you find yourself putting off tasks, whether it's at your job or in your job search, I'll do that later, I'll come back to it, or you're just avoiding job search activities, even though you know you need to get out of that job, everything just feels overwhelming. So you just push it to the side and you're like, I'm just going to wait until I have energy to deal with that. Or the idea of even doing any job search related task feels daunting, like resume, interviewing, that just feels like too much. That might be a sign that you need a mental health bridge job. And then if you find that you are experiencing a persistent sense of anxiety or dread, so the idea of staying in your current job makes you anxious, but the idea of making a career change also makes you anxious. Like you just feel like you're stuck in a cycle of stress and worry and anxiety and stress and worry and anxiety, no matter which choice you pick, that might be a sign that you need to be in a space that allows you to rest and recover and revisit the idea of making an entire career pivot. And then if you've been saying, I just don't have the motivation. Like if you're lacking motivation, I just don't have the motivation to do this. I find that I can't muster up the energy to look at job boards, to think about what else I can do, to think about what I'm interested in. Like you are just not motivated to engage in the work at all. That is another sign that you might need a mental health bridge job. And then the final sign that you might need a mental health bridge job is if you're struggling to focus or make decisions. If you're having a hard time concentrating at work, concentrating when you're trying to job search or make a transition or figure out what you're going to do next in your career, if you can't make decisions, it's just, do I do this job? Do I do that job? What should I do? It's all just really hard and it's difficult for you to take actionable steps because you can't focus on one thing or even make a decision on what actions to take, then that might be another sign that you need a mental health bridge job. And let me just put another plug here. This is another thing, another benefit of FYFC, Find a Fulfilling Career, is that when you're in FYFC, you never have to figure out anything, literally. Like everything that you need to do step by step is laid out for you. And if it's not already laid out for you, you will ask in a coaching session and get the answer. So you don't have to waste mental energy that you don't have trying to figure out the next steps. I tell you the next steps, okay? So what exactly is a mental health bridge job? Like how do you identify what a mental health bridge job is? My marker for that is usually a job that you don't have to sell yourself too hard for. So you either have had this job before or you've had multiple versions of this job before. And so you know that you already have the skill sets, your resume speaks for itself, you can do the job in a healthier environment. So when you go on the job search, you're not so much trying to figure out what role you're going to do because you already know the role, something you've done before. What you're going to be assessing for is the culture of the organization you end up in. Is this a healthy place for me to be? What is communication like? What is collaboration like? How do they give feedback? How do they communicate change? You're going to be assessing for the health of the environment. And that is what will make a job a mental health bridge job. Because when you go in, because it's a job you've already had before, you're not feeling that stress of trying to do the work tasks. It comes easy to you. But then you're also in a supportive, healthy, encouraging environment while getting a steady paycheck that can give your body time to feel safe, feel secure, feel stable so that you can rest, rejuvenate, recuperate, and regulate your nervous system. I wanted to share this episode again for you to be able to decide, are you ready for a career pivot or do you need a bridge job first, a mental health bridge job that gives you space to really just heal first before you then revisit advancing your career, changing your career, whatever it may be. If you're saying, yes, I realize that I think I do need a mental health bridge job, let me tell you, this is the perfect time for you to join us in FYFC because you will get the tools that you need to actually even get the mental health bridge job. How do you update your resume? How do you find the right company? How do you interview, negotiate, job search? You can use those tools to get into a mental health bridge job. Take about a month or two to just understand the job. And in that month or two, you'll still be coming to coaching and asking about the job and how you can navigate your manager and how you can build relationships. I will help you through all of that. And then once you feel like you're getting more stable and regulated, you can then revisit the program materials, the curriculum, the Career Clarity curriculum from the beginning and start reflecting on your values, your interests, your skills, what is important to you, so you can find the job that actually lights you up and engages you, that you're excited about, and plan your full transition or pivot. You can't do that work if you're not stable, if your nervous system is not regulated. You can't do that work if you can't focus, if you can't make decisions, if you can't stay motivated to engage in the job search process. You need to be in a mental health bridge job first, and FYFC can definitely help you do both of those things. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, as usual, I would love you to leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you're watching on YouTube, definitely hit the like and subscribe button below, and I will catch you on the next episode.